Thank you for leaving me a few minutes. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and use the microphone. Two-word sermon. Yeah. So be it. I can make it shorter. Well, I'll speed it up. First word, it's kind of strange. Next slide. Shouldn't be any pictures on this one, so. Hopefully be up there yet. There you go. The word is yet. Okay, strange little word. Hopefully after tonight you won't ever think of that word the same again. And that's kind of what happened to me. Next slide. It's not a Himalayan snowman. It's not a cooler. But it is used 655 times in the Bible in the King James Version. And it's about 400. I looked at all the translations. It's a strange word, but even in the modern translation, it's used quite a bit. So what is it? Next slide. Okay, the definition, you know, I haven't told anyone else yet. It's about time. You know, yet is still something to happen. And of course, even probably what is used most and is translated in the versions, perhaps even in a minute when you read it, it's still going to be used as it'll be substituted by the word still. Next slide. Okay, here's the verse, folks. And this is a personal verse. And if my son hadn't taken all my time, I was going to give you the long version of my witness that I had about 10 years ago of being in not just a valley. We all go through valleys. 10 years ago, folks, I was in a canyon where the walls were, I could touch both sides of the wall. I was way down in the deep. I couldn't hardly even see the light. And most of it was I was condemning myself for being a sinner. That I was 50-something years old, and I just hadn't really accomplished much. And I continued to, like Paul said, I continued to do the same sins over and over. And a couple of things happened. One, my other son gave me a book called Radical, and that helped out a lot. And then I found this verse, Romans 5:8. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That'll be our focal passage for what time I have left. Next slide. I spent about 3 weeks trying to come up with an acronym. This is silly. I couldn't come up with anything that started with the word Y. So no acronym tonight. Too bad. Next slide. That would have taken more time anyway. All right, some verses in the Bible that have yet in them. Pharaoh even sinned more, yet he did. Next slide. We're going to run through these a little faster. But the end is not yet. Next slide. For yet in a little while he shall come and will not tarry. Next slide. So it's a little word, but it is a binding word of what some things are going to happen. Yet if any man suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. Amen. Next slide. Okay, now you need to get your Bibles. If you've ever done any study on Romans, every verse in Romans can have a sermon on it. How many? Let's see. John Piper taught 8 through Romans 8. Took him 8 years, 6 years, or something like that. And we don't, you know, the sermon is not about the security of our salvation, but that's what these scriptures that we're fixing to read together are. And I'm going to read out of the King James Version. And you'll pick up verses 1 through, and we're going to skip a couple, but basically 1 through 11. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. by whom we also have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Verse 6, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. Here we go. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Praise God. Okay, and I'll talk a little bit more about what this kind of in red there will mean, and you'll see. Next slide. All right, Gospel Part A. Hit the button. All right, first part of verse 8 that we talked about, but God commended his love toward us. Next button. Of course, commended, it means demonstrated. Well, nobody kind of uses the word commended anymore. But God demonstrated his love toward us. Next button. You know, how do we demonstrate our love? You know, we're physical people worshiping a holy God. You know, to each other. How do you demonstrate your love toward each other? You have to do something. You know, verbalizing something is okay, but people want to see you do things for them. And Matt, you know, give them beans and rice was and give them clean water. That was actually demonstrating God's love for those people down there. Next button. This could be, you know, how do we demonstrate our love for God? Well, we in church we praise him, we sing songs, and we pray to him. Next button. You know, and of course for each other. We love each other. You know, basically that's the two commandments. We're to love God and love each other. And beyond that, we put things in action. We do something for each other. So part A of the verse is that God has already demonstrated something for us. Okay, and we're next slide. Hit the button. You know. How did God demonstrate his love of us? He did something. You know, he didn't just say, I love you. Of course, here we have, you know, probably the most familiar verse, part of it. Next button. That he gave his only begotten Son. Okay, this is what Paul is saying. God has demonstrated in this one verse, the gospel is that he gave his only begotten Son. Christ came and he died for us. Next slide. Button. Hit the button. All right. And if you really look at, you know, you get down into verse 8, it's going to be kind of strange. He says, while we were yet sinners. Well, were is what? Past tense. Yet is now in future tense. And it covers everything. Next button. We. Who's we? You know, it says, while we were yet sinners. Next button. Yeah, that's you. You know, Christ, while you were still a sinner. And next button. And then I say, this is what, it didn't save me, folks. It saved me. It got me out of the canyon, basically. I didn't know at that time that these verses were the security of all this other stuff. But I knew when this verse became real to me that it really didn't make any difference what I had done, that God still loved me. Okay? And that's the way that you have to overcome. And we're almost there on really what this is all about. Next slide. Button, you know. The demonstration and the reason that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The gospel message, part A and B and C, is that God loved us enough for Christ to send Christ to die for us. Okay, next button. Which, of course, is the cross. When I survey the wondrous cross, reason why you got to sing that song. It is the defining moment in history. I'm going to get to chase this rabbit too far. I do get upset. There's something on the History Channel and these other things that they're starting to use this term BCE instead of BC, before Christ, before. They're starting to say before current. It's not anything new. It's been doing it for a few years. Before current era. And I want to say, well, no, wait a minute. What do you mean before current era? Well, if you press them, they're going to have to come up, well, it is about Jesus. It is about Jesus. You know, our history turns on Jesus. Everything before and everything after. The cross is it. Christ died for us. Next slide. All right. You know, of course, which demonstrate, next button, grace. This is the other word. Word number two is grace. It's such a big word. It's there. I'm going to do Amazing Grace, get Angie to do Amazing Grace, but I said, well, everybody knows that, so we went to a different one. But it is the word. Next slide. Just in Romans, Paul uses it 20 times. We know that grace is unmerited favor. We get something we don't really deserve. That's the technical that everybody brings up. All right, let's see. Next button. All right. Back to 5:2. By whom we also have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of glory. If you read those verses that we read again, you're going to see three words in there. I shouldn't have put my paper down. First word was ungodly. That was in verse 6. Verse 8 says we were sinners. Verse 10 says we were enemies. Okay? There is nothing that you can do or have done that you don't fall in one of these categories. And basically, what Paul is saying, we all are these things. We were enemies of God. We are and were yet ungodly. And how do we go back to, you know, the security of our salvation? Even though we were in that condition, and it says about some people might die for a good man, but Christ died for who? Sinners. Ungodly. Enemies. So if you think about it, the logic there is there's really, if you fit in one of those categories, you can't be bad enough that grace can't cover it. And that's really what I'm talking about tonight. Grace, God's grace covers everything. So you can't lose your salvation once you're saved because God covers it. You know, what sin can you get out of God's grace to commit? What sin can you commit to get out of God's grace? You can't. You know, that's the security. God said that he loved you while you were still a sinner, while you're still yet a sinner. You're going to sin tomorrow. Grace is going to cover that tomorrow. And you notice the little words in here. It says, wherein we stand. When we stand up in God's presence, Jesus' blood covers us. That grace covers us. Next slide. This is kind of what I've been... hit the button a couple times. David Guzak, who wrote the first two sentences up there, I don't have to prove I'm worthy of God's love. When you quit trying to prove, you get out of those canyons and let the love of God flow on you. You know, it says, I'm free from the score sheet. The count is settled. You know, some people want to keep track. And that's what I was keeping track of all my sins. The devil was the one that was keeping track and reminding them really there. You know, why, who do you think you are? That's the devil's favorite term with me is, who do you think you are? You know, I'm a believer saved by grace.
Amen.
You know, even though we still sin, yet we still sin, grace keeps us. And that's the security. So while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Pastor, where art thou? He left already? He went to sleep? Wake up. Seven o'clock.
Yeah. Good work. Thank you very much. Remember that first song we sang? Dark is the stain that we cannot hide. What can atone to wash it away? The day that you cease to see that you were in a hole is the day that you cease to appreciate grace. And that is how we can get a church full of people to kind of mumble through songs, as they forgot how big of a hole they were in. Mm-hmm. And how big of a hole we'd still be in if God turned the lights off on us. You know, grace is a profound thing. And Brother Walter really did a good job with what remaining time he had. He hasn't heard it enough. We'll say it again. I am thankful that you didn't say the P word tonight like you did a year ago. That was pretty funny. I'd never heard that before in church. He kept it to P problems tonight. That was good. That was good. That was good. Really thankful for that. Be edified. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd keep us safe on the way home. I am truly grateful for all that you've done for us. I pray that you'd remind me who I am. Remind me who I was. Remind me, Lord, how low you reached down to pick me up. Lord, a Baptist boy, lost as he could be, raised in church and didn't understand salvation and at times didn't want it. And when I did want it, my mind was clouded and I couldn't see the way clearly. If you had not shown up in that house in Central City, Kentucky, I would still be in my sin. And a really good, righteous sinner. Lord, I pray that you would help us to remember just how profound it is that we cannot out-sin an enemy. We cannot out-sin a sinner. We cannot out-sin the ungodly. We can do no worse than what we did when we nailed you to a cross. So to know, O God, through this wonderful reminder from Romans 5, when the odds were stacked against the relationship between the Father and us, grace abounded much more. Thank you so much for extending Christ toward us, the ever-reaching arm that reaches past our inadequacies and gets right to us. Thank you for your strong arm, and thank you for not leaving us in our unbelief. I pray that if there's one here tonight that isn't saved, that quite frankly, Lord, they feel like they're on the outside. I pray that they'll feel like that they're just a breath from hell. I pray that you'd help them to understand just the dire need that they're in, and that they would take serious account of the inventory of their soul, and that they might put faith in Christ, that they might seek a pardon from a king to whom they have committed treason. And oh Lord, I pray that you'd help us to make that gospel clear. Now, Lord, keep us and dismiss us with your blessing and protect us on the road for your great name's sake. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. You're dismissed.